we don't realize that to step up in God, it's going to cost us something more. If you want more seed from the field, you've got to put more seed into it. We have a leadership conference in New Zealand every May, and we have around 2,000 pastors and leaders that come. A few years back, Pastor Casey Treat was speaking, and he stood up before all the pastors, and he says, you know what I reckon? Most of you pastors don't want your churches to grow. You could have heard a pin drop. This is what he said. You don't want your churches to grow. And everybody goes, what do you mean? We wouldn't be at a conference. No, he said, the thing is, if you want to grow to a new level, it's going to cost you more. So we pray big prayers, and then God says, okay, then are you going to step a little higher, stretch a little more? See, one of the big mistakes we make is that we hit a new season, and I thank God for seasons. 2009 is a good season. I'm thankful we've got a new year. But listen to this. New seasons still require seed. Just because you move into a new season doesn't guarantee any change, because you've got to seed a harvest of change. Even then, the Bible says that God said to Abraham, in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. It's what you're prepared to lay down.